So tonight, the adults, this weekend actually, the adults are going to be talking about fellowship. And fellowship is when you share something you have in common. Christian fellowship, the thing that Christians have in common, is eternal life. This up here, eternal life. What we're talking about is eternal life this weekend together. We're going to do 8 kind of crazy things together. Tonight we've got one of them, which involves the
water
back there.
Please don't fall.
So we are going to have some fun actions and active lesson learning. There are eight signs in the book of the Gospel of John. So in the Bible, in the Gospel of John, there's this term called sign. And what it means is a miracle. So to start off, I'm just going to read this kind of key verse we're going to use all weekend. It's at the very end of John's Gospel in chapter 20. So hold your places in chapter 2 if you're there, because we're going to be there tonight. But in chapter 20, the last two verses. So this is kind of our theme verse. John 20, verses 30 and 31. Would anybody like to read that? You got it? Okay, go ahead and read. Shh. Let's listen, guys. Two verses, 30 and 31.
And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life in his name.
Good job. Okay. You guys there yet?
Ray. I'm there.
Ray? Okay, cool. Ray, can you read it again?
John 20.
You're halfway there. Okay, and then... the last two verses. John 20, and then verse 30 and 31. I wrote it up here, actually, if you can see that. Can you read that? Okay, let's listen, guys.
Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book.
Yeah. So this is after the resurrection, the biggest sign of all of the 8 signs. And he said there's many signs that Jesus did, many other miracles. Sign is a term that means miracle. But in this gospel, it's used in a special way, like a sign that points which direction to go to. So he said, these signs that I recorded in this gospel, in the Gospel of John, there's 8 of them, 8 miracles that happen. So there's a lot of miracles, a lot of signs, but these are written for one reason. What was the reason? Anybody catch it? We read it twice. Anybody else catch it?
So you that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
Paul, you should, like, write scripture.
He did.
That was good. Yeah, all right, so one reason. Here are some reasons. One, so you could believe, right? The signs are for these reasons, to point you, so you can believe, so you may believe. Believe what?
That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
Yeah, good job. Paul, you got that memorized. Okay. Jesus is the Christ. Do you guys know that he's the Christ? Christ is not his last name. He's the Christ. The Son of God. Did anybody ever think that it was his last name?
Yeah.
Me
wait,
too.
Wait, what is his last name?
Like, what is it? Actually, back in that time, you okay, man?
He just passed a lot of gas.
Yeah, it is.
And it smells so bad.
Fair enough. That's definitely on the recording. All right.
It was Paul.
All right, there's another reason why we have these signs. What's the other reason? You got your hand up. Go ahead.
When we believe, we can have eternal life.
Oh, yeah. So, first, the sign points you so you would actually believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that once you believe, you would have eternal life. So So all of these signs point us to experience eternal life. Now let's pray for our class time. Do you guys think we might have a problem of being rowdy and distracted?
Yeah.
We might. So we should pray. We should also pray because sometimes when you open up the Bible, suddenly your mind gets fuzzy and the words flip around and we get confused. If you're reading like a novel or something with some fiction story, a fiction story, sometimes at night you could just read it for hours and then your mom says, go to bed and turn your light off. But something happens when you read the Bible where it's almost like there's a battle going on for your soul. So we should pray for our class time also, because I think this is an important time that really matters. I'm not here to just entertain, although I used to be an entertainer, and I could have some tricks, like a clown. Yeah, I used to be a wrestler too, but not that kind of entertainer. But I think our class time is important because God has something to speak to us and wants us to see something and experience something. So even a reason we have actions to do with our signs, is because we want to spiritually experience stuff as well. So we're going to physically experience these miracles, not really like miracles, but something that represents them, to help us remember. And then we want to spiritually step into it. The signs have a reason, two reasons. One, that we can believe, and also the eternal life experience. So let's pray right now. Let's just pray together. Lord, thank you that you've set this time apart. Thank you that you care for us, that you desire for us to know you and to experience eternal life and to live by this new life. Just pray you'd bless this class with your presence and with revelation as we share together. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now, with the signs, if you go to each miracle, it tells us something about eternal life. So every miracle is a pointer or a sign explaining two things. One is what your old life is like, and the second thing is what the new eternal life is that a Christian gets. So this matters for if you're not saved, so that way you would actually believe. So these miracles are written to show you about Christ. So as you hear this stuff, if you've never been born again, if you've never received eternal life, you could actually believe and receive eternal life. But the other thing is, it's helpful to know what this eternal life is like. It's helpful to know what a Christian has. It's helpful to know what the experience is like when a Christian lives by their brand new life that they've got. There's something different about Christians. And so every miracle actually teaches us something about it, teaches us something to experience as a Christian now. So if you're a Christian in here, you still have a choice daily to live by eternal life or to live by your old life. And each of these signs will describe and show us kind of the direction to go, to live by eternal life. All right, now the miracle we're going to do tonight is when water was turned to wine. Does anybody know this story? You know this one? Okay, cool. Let's see if we can grab the whole story without the scripture, and then we'll read the scripture and see how bad we got it. So don't look in your Bibles. Don't cheat. This is the only time it's not good to look in your Bibles. All right. What happened? Water and wine. Okay, go.
Jesus went to a wedding in Cana.
Okay, we got a wedding. In Cana. That was good. How do you spell wedding? Okay. Whoa. Spell Cana. All right. What else? They ran out of wine. Okay, no wine. Now, is this a problem at a wedding?
Yes.
Why? Because you're supposed to get drunk at a wedding.
We're going to delete that out of the recording.
All right. So, how long do you think have you guys ever been to a wedding? Has anybody? How long does a wedding last?
5 hours.
5 hours?
2 hours at most.
2 hours at most.
1,000 days.
What? All right. Okay. So if you have a wedding and it lasts 2 hours, 5 hours, you run out of wine, is it a big deal?
Yes.
In the old days, it's a big deal, right? Okay. Now check this out. How long do you think these weddings lasted? What? 12 days? Wow. How long, Philip?
Probably 2 weeks.
2 weeks? That's about 12. Whoa. This is a... This is not written in the Bible, but people that know the times from then know that weddings lasted a long time, maybe like even days and days. Yeah, not years. Marriage lasts for years, yeah. But, okay, so let's say you get married and then you want to run away, but now it's the second day of your wedding. Now it's the third day of your wedding. And you had all this wine, but more guests showed up than you expected, and Uncle Phil is drinking too much, and now you're out of wine. Right? No, not Philip. No. All right. So they are out of wine, then what happens?
They get more. No.
Well, all right. Well, we'll write that down. Get more. They get more. Where do they get more? They get more.
So much to make a happy place.
Okay. Who else has read their Bible? Go ahead. What else happened? So they tell him to. He tells people to go look in the jug. Whoa, that sounds weird. All right, wait, go ahead. Who does?
Jesus?
Okay, does anybody remember what Jesus said to Mary when she asked him to help? What? Go ahead. What do I have to do with you, woman? Do you guys talk to your mom like that? Go clean your room. What do I have to do with you, woman? I'm playing a video game. No. This is the only time it's bad to be like Jesus. No, I'm just playing. It doesn't quite mean like, woman, what do I have to do with you? The way it sounds in English. It's more like something else. Like, dear woman, mom. No, he didn't say that. Yeah, what he's saying is she's ready for him to blast off and shine every bit of his miraculous powers of messiahship, Christness. And he's like, it's not my time yet. And but she just now, and she's not mothering him. She's coming. She's not being the mom saying, "You do what I say." She goes to the people next door. He's like, "Do whatever he says." So then he tells them to go to the water pots, which is what we got in the back there. We've got six of them. Five of them we're going to use. The other one is ugly. They're garbage cans. Does anybody know what these water basin pots are for at the wedding? For chocolate? No.
Washing. Toilets.
They're not toilets. No, that would be gross. Who said washing?
Me.
You said toilet. You said washing? What do you wash? All right, so you guys, have you ever gone to a wedding and then washed your feet?
Yes, of course, every day.
This is a weird wedding. All right, why would they have six water pots to wash? Go ahead. Do you know how big these things are? They're like a barrel or something. Go ahead. Maybe they wash their hands. Okay, you wash your hand before you eat, right? And you wash your hand before a wedding so you can clap. All right. Well, somebody said washing feet. Why would they want to wash their feet?
Because they're dirty. They wear sandals.
They wear sandals and they smell bad. What else?
They were there for days.
True. They're like, no shower, no outhouses. All right. What else? Yeah, wash your feet. Now, if you guys walk on the beach and you get sand in your feet and you get off the beach, there's usually like a little water spigot, right? And then you wash your feet. Right, to get the sand out. Imagine if everywhere you went, your car had sand on the bottom of it when you drove somewhere. And if you walked on the sidewalks are not sidewalks, they're sand. And you're wearing sandals everywhere. That's just your shoe. You don't even have socks. You're just wearing sandals everywhere. So whenever you go inside, you get that sandy thing between your toes thing, right? You just want to, like, use a spigot and wash your feet. That's how it used to be, like, all the time over there. They just, whenever they go to someone's house, there's like some water at the entrance, and you kind of get your sand out of your toes. Because your feet... there's a robot in the room. She did not like that idea, huh? It's okay. What did she say? Oh, not available. All right. Yes. All right. We're doing pretty good. We got water. Water basins. These are big things, though. I guess we call them water pots, right? For washing feet. Did we say that? Now, for washing feet is just what people know. It doesn't actually say it there. What else? Anything else that happens? There's water. They ask him to help. What does he tell the people to do? Shh, guys. Remember my one rule?
One rule?
I've got like one big rule. What is it? Huh?
Don't call out.
Don't talk when Jeffrey's talking around. He'll flip you upside down.
That's right. That's my one rule. Do you want me to demonstrate with Paul?
Yes.
Come on, Paul. All right, don't talk then. All right. You can talk and interrupt me if you raise your hand. It's like, But if you're talking on the side, I want to know what you're talking about because I easily get distracted, right? Easily, yeah. All right. All right, what else happened? Now, what's Jesus going to have the guys do? Go ahead.
He had the servants fill the jugs with water.
Okay, so like the wine jug? Oh, no, fill the water pot thing, the water jugs. Okay, so you got these six things, and they were... Doesn't that look like a water pot? Okay, now, he had them fill it because this stuff was actually low. The water was at a low spot. There was a lot of feet washing already happening because they had been there for days, right? Okay, and there's six of these great big things. This is a lot of water. So he had them fill it up, right? So it goes up and up and up and up and up. All right, now it's full of water. Now what?
Poof.
Poof. All right? What happens next?
Wine.
How does it? Okay, go ahead. All right, so check this out. He grabs a cup, and he fills it with the foot washing water. Is that gross?
No.
Like, so,
I would drink it all day, all night.
Now, this servant had to be, like, you know, pretty cool. He filled this up with regular water that's, like, stale, and they, you know, that they use to wash people's feet and stuff. So then he takes it to the groom. Hey, congratulations on your marriage. Drink some feet water. Would you guys do it?
Yeah, you have to have Scott to do it.
I would do it all day, all night.
Okay.
It's feet water.
And it's almost like a dare, right? Like, will you drink feet water?
Yes.
All right. Now, then when he took the feet water to the groom to drink, the groom looked down and he said, feet water? Is that what he said?
No.
What did he say?
Water on feet?
Okay, what happened next? They take it to him. The suspense. Go ahead.
And he thought it was wine.
He thought it was wine?
No, he saw it was wine.
Oh, he saw it was wine. Okay. And then what?
He gets drunk.
Go ahead, Philip.
It's the best wine he's ever tasted.
Dude, yeah. All right. So they fill it. They fill the glass. This is a wine glass right here.
We know the ingredients for the best wine ever.
Feet water. Right? All right, you guys are pretty good. Best wine, feet water ever. And now we know this is going in a wine cookbook. Right? Okay, let's read the story now and see how bad we did. Chapter 2 of John. This is the first miracle Jesus did. Starts in verse 1. You guys ready? What we're going to do is go around and you read a verse, and then the guy next to you reads the verse. Cool?
On the first,
You want to go first? Okay. You got to wait, though. You got to wait till we all get there. What? Huh?
You never read.
You're already ready to read?
No, I mean, like.
What's the order? Okay, so we'll go in the front row. Okay. And then we'll go the next row. Uh-huh.
And then the
you'll be the last. All right. So verse 1. Let's start over here. Go ahead.
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
Hold up. Did we get this right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Alex. Oh, and both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
Okay. Jesus was there. Good.
Wine ran out, mother of Jesus said to him, we have no wine.
Check.
No wine? Alright.
Dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my time has not yet come.
His mother said to the servant, do whatever he tells you.
Okay, good. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, we did the dear woman thing. Mary asked Jesus for help. What? Oh, we got this one wrong, guys. Definitely failed on that one. Go ahead. Oh, I see. Actually, if you read chapter 1, you'll see a first day and a second day, and this is the third day. This is the third day of the experiences going on with Jesus at this time, not the third day of the wedding. The wedding lasting for days, we're going to put in parentheses. This is something you find if you read some books that tell you about Bible times, like the Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah. It's a really cool, big book that is hard to read. I've been reading it, but it's like a textbook, you know. So it's pretty cool stuff, but you can't just read it lightly. So, okay. But yeah, people tell us, and it seems to be a widely known thing, nobody really argues with it, that study those times, that weddings lasted a while. Okay, let's keep going. Next verse.
Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons.
20 to 30 gallons, how big would that be? So a gallon is like a milk jug, right? So 20 milk jugs. That's like a big set up, right? Okay, there's 6 of those with 20 milk jugs inside of it. Is that a lot? Okay, next.
Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water, so they filled them.
Okay, hold up. I think we got that part. Water pots. Okay, and it was low, and we talked about that. Okay, next. Shh, wait, hold up. What are you guys whispering about over here? Oh, right.
Well, I was thinking about Paul, you know.
Does Paul work at Burger King?
Yeah.
You work at Burger King?
Yeah.
He was named Walbury like every day.
He couldn't make it to Rutgers,
so. Okay, okay. All right, next. Shh.
And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter, so they took it to him.
Okay, are we with it? You guys with me? They took the water. What kind of water? Purification, feet water. All right, next. Take it to him. Who's got, let's start over here, yeah. Wait, okay, hold up. Now, this is one that maybe is a detail we slightly missed. They brought the cup to who?
Head waiter.
Head waiter, yeah. Kind of like the master of ceremonies at a wedding. Okay, the who?
Pope.
Okay, this guy, not the Pope, no. They didn't have a Pope back then. And this guy drank it and thought it was the best ever. Now, why would you save, what do they normally do? Save the good wine for last or the bad wine? What do you think? What?
Because the good wine has, more alcohol or whatever, so, you're, really tipsy, so, you don't know it's bad wine you're drinking after.
True. Your first taste of wine, you know, oh, this is good wine. The fifth cup is like, I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's great. All right. So, but this guy could tell because he's the feast master and he's kept his cool the whole time. So he's like, wow, he did the best for last. That's unique. People don't do that. Okay, who's got the next verse? One more verse.
After this, he went.
Oh, no, I mean, you go ahead. I'm sorry, though.
After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers.
Okay, so what happened with this sign? His disciples believed, right? You guys with me?
Yeah.
It had like a reason, and then the experience actually happened. So they saw the miracle. Now, maybe all of the meaning behind it might have just gone past them. And with me, it's the same way. When I first read this miracle, I'm like, oh, that's really cool that he turned water to wine. Wow, what does that mean, though? Like, why would he even do that? And why at a wedding and all this stuff? So there's something for us to learn. There's a reason this miracle is put in here and 200 other ones are not put in, or however many he did. He might have done all kinds of miracles that didn't get put in. But it says at the end of this gospel, there's a lot of other signs that he did, but only these are put here for these reasons. That you could believe and actually have eternal life. So there's something here to learn, not only to point us to, like, Jesus is the Messiah, he's the Christ, and he's the Son of God. We could see that. He just turned water into wine, right? But also there's something to learn about eternal life. All right, now, I think with our attention span, we probably need a break, right? Yes. All right, so we're going to take a commercial break, and then after this, then we will talk about the meaning of this sign. So what we have to do right now is I need our chairs on the walls, and I need you to split into four groups.
Let's shut the door.
You're not going to want to sit back here. You're going to want to... All right. No chairs back here. Chairs on the walls. Chairs on the walls. Are you guys in groups? Yeah. I need you to stand. All right. Do you guys want to drink this feet water? First, we're going to stick our feet in it, and then we're going to drink it. No, stop. I'm not serious. All right, we got to clear the race course. Clear this stuff here. Can you move that? This one is these two are backups, so we'll stick them back there. So, yeah, I do need that. All right. I need that one up front. Are you in groups? Are you guys in four groups? Okay, is this team one?
Yeah.
All right, team two?
Why is team three so small?
No,
all right.
Wait, we need four teams, though.
This is team three and team four. Can you be in four? Is that okay? All right. All right, guys, I need you to focus. This is important. Huh? So, huh? What? Yeah, you do that. You're in charge of that. Guys, listen up. I need your attention, or I'm going to flip Paul.
Yes!
Wah, wah, wah. All right, Paul, come here.
Go!
No.
You want me to flip you?
Yeah.
All right. Do you guys think I can? He's kind of tall now. You want your glasses off?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. We're going to delete this from the recording, okay? All right. Now, this has nothing to do with our lesson. Hold on to my arm. Stand straight, okay? You ready?
Oh, my God.
All right, now sit down.
One more time.
No, that's enough. One more time. My arm's broken now. My arm's broken. My arm is broken. I can't do it now.
All right.
Sit down.
No, Paul. No. Come on.
It's a liability. All right. Here's what you have to do with your team, using only your feet. You have to get your water basin all the way to the other side.
No way.
Lift it up and put it on the table. Using only your feet. Now, I would recommend taking your socks and shoes off because then you have a grip. But you don't have to. Here's another rule. If you get it so this far, but then it spills some, you have to come back to the beginning. Okay? Okay. You have... Your whole team has to do it. You have 1 minute to prepare.
You
gotta be ready with your towels, buddy. Actually, I'll be ready with the towels. You take pictures, okay?
Alright, I can start taking that picture.
Alright. Are you guys ready? Try to not spill it. I don't want to get in trouble. You are. Everybody ready? What? They're all playing. What do you mean? What? I think normally people use more than one person to move it. But however you design it. Okay, when this second hand gets to 12, we're starting. You've got 30 seconds, guys. Fifteen seconds. You ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Don't spill it. Looking good.
Come on, Mickey!
Come on!
You got this!
Don't mess up!
Good job. You're doing it. Are you taking pics, man? Look. Good work. Don't be nervous. Oh, guys. You're going to need some help. Is everybody going to help? Only feet. Only feet. Yeah, you can use your hands to put it back. Good job. Good job. You're okay. Oh, don't spill! Oh, guys! Don't spill. Did they spill it? Did it spill? All right, all right. Good job. That was really close, guys. Come on. That was really good. You're right. Move your foot. All right. Woo. Oh, watch it. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. All right, go back. Hey, hey, Philip. Let's empty them all to that lower line now. Empty them to the lower line. Huh? Use the backup bucket over there. Empty theirs to the lower line.
It only flashed. It only flashed.
Keep going. Keep going. Let's empty it. We're gonna empty this one for you.
All right, that's enough.
All right, see what you got. See what you got.
Oh,
no way.
I need the chair.
No, but I need the chair, though. I was about to use the chair. We need
it. How'd you do it?
We don't have video proof.
We always have to keep, like, oh. Hey,
everyone on the team.
God's watching.
Everyone on the team.
Everyone on the team.
Wait, keep going, keep going, keep going.
Everyone on the victory team. Here.
Wait, watch out, Philip, watch out.
Victory team.
Are you guys about to lift it? Are you guys about to lift? Oh, it's filled? Okay. All right, here we go. Okay, try again. I just lowered it. Guys, I just lowered it. Try again. It's not over. There's a first and second and a third and a fourth. Oh. Oh, watch your socks.
Yeah, look.
Ah!
It's so heavy, though.
Wait, don't use your socks.
Take your socks off.
Guys, it'll be better because, like, your feet would be slippery.
All right. Oh, keep going. Keep. Oh! All right, get the towel. Get the towel.
You know what's my fault?
Okay, where's that team at? Hey, let's try again. Let's try again. I lowered it. I lowered it. It's lower. It's lower.
Lower?
Yeah. Okay, team one. Team one, can you do it a second time? We're going to make it lower. That second line, the black line.
It
should be easier. All right, you guys ready? Go. Let's see what you got. Don't spill it. Don't spill it. How you guys doing?
Spilled again.
Spilled again? That's okay. Okay, this time you can use your pinky. You did it? You guys did it? Woo! Awesome. I said they could use their pinkies.
What do you
All right. Can you guys do it? What? You don't want to? Okay, okay. Let's clean up and let's get back to our seats. Oh, what are we going to do with your feet? Let's wash them. Okay, put all the water stuff on the back table. Sorry, sorry. Hey, where are you going, buddy? Why? I'm going to get you a drink. Have a seat. You guys want candy? Philip, people want. Everybody have a seat.
Everyone, take a seat.
Suddenly the water is turning into wine. Can you do it? Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. All right. Okay, so guys, we are passing out. Okay, let's get back to our me talking time. You ready? All right, Philip is going to slowly, after he counts 10, 9, 12, 13, 14. What was it?
Thank you very much.
That was rude, guys. Don't do that. 23, 24, 25. 18, all right. Philip's passing some out. Some wine. I mean grape juice. Grape juice, yeah. Unfermented. Yeah. Remember, this is recording. I think they know. Oh, Justin. All right. All right. Shh. Can everybody grab their Bibles again? The wet Bibles that you got? Okay. All right, this is your last verse to check out. It's in 1 John chapter 5. This is the verse that actually led me to experience eternal life in an assurance way, like where I knew that I had eternal life. Yeah, it's fine, it's fine. Yeah. Chapter 5, 1 John, chapter 5. So this is not the Gospel of John, this is 1 John. It's towards Revelation. It's at the very back of your Bible, or at the end of your Bible. Right before Revelation, 1 John, chapter 5, verse... Is anybody else there? Okay, we're going to do verse 11, 12, and 13. Verses 11, 12, and 13. Now, who did not get a turn to read yet? Who did not get a turn? Did you get a turn? Okay, one second. You there? I know, this is confusing. It's a little bit confusing because we're... Okay, shh. You guys with me? I wrote it on the board now. Okay, on the right side, 1 John 5, 11 through 13. Okay. All right, stop looking at each other's toes for a little bit. This was the problem they had at weddings also. After they washed their feet, like, oh, your toes look so much better. All this stuff. Had pedicures, yeah. All right. Now do it in a quiet way, Philip. No talking. All right. Shh. You ready? Paul. Just swallow it. Okay. Go ahead. Read verse 11.
And the testimony is that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son.
Good. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Who else didn't get a chance to read? Is there someone else on that back row? Philip, keep doing your job. Okay. Can you read again, verse 12? Yeah.
Okay. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life.
Okay. Did you guys catch that? If you have the Son, you have this eternal life. If you don't have the Son, you don't have eternal life. Okay. Now, can you do verse 13? Right. So these things are written to those who believe in the Son of God,
that they would know that they have eternal life. Now remember, the eight signs are written so someone would believe. You guys with me? And then by believing, they would have eternal life. Now here in 1 John, he says, I wrote this letter to you so that way everyone who has believed would know that they have eternal life. And the reason I'm bringing this up is if you have been born again, we need to live today in an experience where, wow, I've got eternal life. Now, what in the world is eternal life? It's actually not in the world. It's out of this world. It's an eternal thing. So there's different types of life out there. I just got a dog recently named Courage. He is a Chi Poo. Do you guys know what that is? A Chi Poo?
No.
What is it?
I'm guessing it's a
Chihuahua.
Of what? Chihuahua?
And a Shih Tzu.
And poodle. Yeah, Chi Poo, right? So he looks more like a poodle, though. So a Chi Poo, and he has a animal kind of life. So he can be happy and excited and sad and mad and a little bit crazy. And when you step on Courage, because he's only this big, when you're in my house, and he blends in with the wood, he's tan. So when my wife, Catherine, steps on him often in the kitchen, he's still alive. I got a tiny wife. You kind of feel like you shouldn't be stepping on him. Philip, okay, no refills, man. Not right now. Otherwise, you can't even hear me. You're just looking at Philip the whole time. Oh, here he goes again. Oh, who's going to refill next? Is it going to be me? Please, sir, please. This is all you guys are thinking about. All right. What? All right. Hold on. We'll get refills afterwards, all right? We just got a little bit to learn about this sign, all right? Now, so dogs have a life that you feel bad if you step on them. You feel bad if you crush your dog to pieces, right? Dogs have a body, and they have a soul, and they have the emotions, and they're thinking all this stuff. Now, what about your grass, if you have grass in your front yard? Has anybody ever felt guilty for stepping on your grass? Why? Grass, is it alive or dead? It's alive, right? Now, one time, I was pruning a plant or something. I broke a thing off a plant, and this gentleman said, and he said, that's alive, don't you know that? Something like that. And I said, it's a plant, you know? So, anyway, he had a strange idea about plants. Go ahead.
What about soccer field grass?
Soccer field grass. Yeah. So, it's dead, right? Is it dead? Some of it's dead?
It's fake grass.
Okay. If it's fake grass, then it's not even alive. But some grass is alive, and you step on it, and you don't even feel guilty, right? It doesn't even bark back at you. And it doesn't have emotions. It's just, it's a plant. It's alive. Now, humans, we are different than dogs. How? We have a spirit. Yeah, we not only have a body and a soul like the animal, but we also have a spirit where we can talk to God, we can know God, we can worship God. You raising your hand? Go ahead.
We don't have
faith. Well, some of us do. So, it depends on if you go to the dentist enough or not. Go ahead.
We don't poop every 2 seconds.
Well, all right. Yeah, when you get really old. Or if you're really young. Let's delete that from the recording. Forgot. You know, a little baby when they're first born. All right. So there's different types of life. Even though things are alive, there's different types of life. And one type of life is called eternal life. And this is the life that has always existed for eternity. It's the life of God. Eternal life in the scripture here does not mean you're going to live forever, although that's included. What it means is you get the life that's from eternity. This life stepped into time, lived on the earth, the Word became flesh and He dwelt amongst us, and in Him was eternal life. So this eternal life of God came and was because of Jesus' death on the cross, He was able to share His life with everyone who believes on Him. So when He came to this earth, a lot of people rejected Him. And in John 1 it says, He came to His own creation and His creation rejected Him. But whoever received Him, those are the ones... Don't crumble your cups, please. Those are the ones that He gave the right to be children of God. And they believe and they're born of God. So these are the ones that receive eternal life. Okay, now, what is this sign of the water pots and water becoming wine? It's going to teach us two things. Remember I said, one is about your old life. Now, let's talk about our old life with using this bucket. Ugh. Okay, so this is like your old life. Ugh. Feet water. Does anybody still have their feet out? Okay, do you want to stick your feet in these real quick? No, you want to drink it after she does this? All right, here, go ahead. Oh, it's definitely feet water now. Oh, awesome. Awesome. Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. No, no, let her be. Yeah. Okay, so this is water. Now, remember in the story of the miracle, the water had drained all the way down to like 1 gallon left out of 20-plus gallons. So one thing about our water, this water would sit still, and it's like this kind of water, and now it's got her feet in it. But our own life without God is running out. It's not abundant. Actually, it was at the bottom of the basis. So now you will experience this if you try to serve God with your own strength. If you try to be good all by yourself, your life has a limitation, and it's actually running out of water. And the water itself is not flowing like a spring where you drink it, is also refreshing. It's kind of feet water. It's kind of stale, kind of like not as tasty as wine. Now, wine in this part of the scriptures would represent kind of the joyful, abundant life. Like, now I'm not talking about them getting drunk, but just saying the taste is great. The juice that you guys just drank, did it taste better than feet water?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. Really. And we'll give some more. Not really better than feet water?
It didn't have that flavor that feet gives.
Yeah, it depends on the foot. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the life of Christ is an abundant life. Remember, he had them fill those 20-gallon water pots up to the brim. Now, when that all turned into wine, what did they have? They had six big 20, 30-gallon basins full of wine that was really good wine. They were like rich married couple now, full of wine. Probably they had more wine for sure than all the wedding guests would use up. So for the rest of their life, they had wine every day from those. No, I don't know what they did. They became wine sellers, no. But they had so much wine, and this is the way it is with eternal life. There's so much life that you can never run out. It's so abundant. If you tap into the source of eternal life that's inside of a Christian, they always have strength to serve God. It never runs out, and it's never stale. Whenever you live by eternal life, it's always joyful. Just if you try to just believe on the Lord and try to live by his life, you rest in him and receive him and abide with him, then suddenly it's a joyful life. Because it's not the life that tries and then fails. It's the life that is overflowing. So this is a sign pointed to life. Now, there's a story of teaching. This is the last thing we'll go through, and then we will finish, okay? And you can drink as much grape juice as we have left. All right. Yeah. Now, with all eight signs, check this out, because tomorrow we're going to go through a bunch of signs. All eight signs, there's a place that shows the miracle, and then there's a place that teaches you about the miracle. With this sign, the place that teaches you about the miracle is in John chapter 3. Does anybody know any verses in John chapter 3? Or what happens in John chapter 3? What? Which says what? You did it. That's right. True. Whew. That was fast. Okay, what about 17? Why was the world already judged?
Because of Adam and Eve.
Oh, no. Yeah, because they didn't believe in Jesus, yeah. All right, now what's the story, though, in John 3? Before John 3:16?
Oh, John tells Nicodemus.
Nicodemus, yes. What happens with Nicodemus?
He was asking, like, how do I achieve eternal life?
Yeah. John tells him this?
No. Yes.
Who's talking to Nick?
John.
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's okay. That's cool. You did pretty good, though. Yeah, so Nicodemus is coming, and he's like, you're a good teacher. I know that you're really from God. And she's like, hold up. You're not even close. You've got to be born again. You guys ever heard of that? Born again? Mm-hmm. Is anybody in here born again? Is anybody in here bigger than their mom's tummy? You're bigger than your mom's tummy? You should be. Yeah, I think you're bigger. All right, so Nicodemus is like, my mom is this tall, I am this tall, and my mom's tummy is now this big. I can't fit back in her tummy. I can't be born again. And she's like, you're lost. If you aren't born again, you can't even see God. Now, what's happening is he's telling him, because Nicodemus is a teacher of the Bible, he teaches God's word, and he doesn't understand what all the signs point to. He doesn't understand what all the words are talking about. He thinks he's very close. He thinks with his foot water kind of life, he's really close to serving God and getting heaven. But Jesus is saying, unless you become wine, unless you get the wine life, you can't even enter in to heaven. You can't even see it, the kingdom. You're not even close. The old water will not do. You've got to be born again. So he's like, my mom's short, I'm tall, I can't be born again. Jesus said, I'm talking about not physical, but spiritual. The things that are born from physical stuff, here's the verse that says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. What that means is, that which is born from a body, like, is physical. Now, what your mom birthed was you, physical. You were about this big, and then you pooped in the nurse's hand. I asked his mom earlier. No, I didn't know. So that which is born from a physical body is a physical body. But that which is born from the Holy Spirit is a spiritual thing, and it's the spirit of man that's born again. So you don't get born again physically, right? Does everybody understand this?
Yeah.
You spiritually get born again, and what it is it's when your life becomes wine inside. Now, how does water become wine naturally in this world right now? No, not by magic. What grapes make? Grapes get they make raisins, but they also, if they get crushed, they make grape juice, and then you do some stuff like wait a long time, and it becomes wine, right?
No, and you add like a lot of grapes. Shh.
Okay, so what? All right, you guys. Now, what makes grapes?
Grapes.
Trees.
Something sweet added
to grapes. Oh, a grapevine, right? So a grapevine will make grapes. What does the grapevine drink?
Water.
Feet water. I mean, water, right. So, naturally speaking, if you want wine, it takes a long time, but the water can be turned into wine without a miracle. The water has to go through the vine, and then grapes are produced, and then the grapes get crushed and beat up and eventually turn into wine. Go ahead. What? Well, yeah, I mean, the seeds are expected to be there. But either way, there's vines now. Like right now, if you give them enough water, they'll make grapes, right? Okay, so you can make wine from water, but something has to be there to have it happen. It's the vine. And Jesus said in John 15, I am the vine. And actually, the miracle at Cana even tells us something about Jesus. Like, what happens for water to turn into wine isn't just a snap of a finger and suddenly your old feet water life is changed and suddenly you yourself are like a wine kind of kid. Instead, something new. Wait, don't do the cups, remember? This isn't music cup time. Okay. Transformation happens because something new comes inside of us. It's the eternal life of God. When we believe on Him, we actually receive something new. He doesn't just zap your old life and turn it into something else. He gives you a brand new life inside of you. And then it's wine. Then it's full of life. Okay, so Nicodemus had to realize something. His old life was no good for entering into the kingdom. He needed something brand new. So this is the teaching that follows. And with us, we have to come to a point, even from this sign teaching us about Jesus, teaching us about eternal life. We have to come to the point to realize I can't do the Christian life by my old stale life. I need eternal life to live the Christian life. I need to not only believe on the Lord Jesus to be saved and receive eternal life, but now with this new life, I can live and have abundant and joyful life. It's full of taste. It's wonderful. And it never runs out. So this is the eternal life that the signs actually point us to. Now, with a sign point us to this, and we see it, and we're looking at it, and we say, this miracle has a reason, there should be like a response with each of us. So we're going to pray for us, and this weekend what we're going to do is look at a lot of miracles. Tomorrow we're going to have a lot of actions that match up with our miracles. And each time, though, we have this question in our heart. One is a question of, do I have eternal life? So ask it to yourself right now, do I actually have eternal life? And the other thing is, from 1 John 5, do I know that I have eternal life? It's like this, do I realize that something is different inside of me? Do I realize that I'm born again and I have a brand new life to live by today? I have something new and different. Not the cups, remember? All right. So these two questions, one is, do I actually have eternal life? The second one is, am I living by this life? Do I know I have this life? Are things different with me because of this life? All right, so I'm gonna pray for us, and I want us to just have a reflective attitude as we go home tonight, as we're thinking about this all weekend. We're going to be looking at eternal life. Tomorrow we're going to talk some more about eternal life and then a bunch of miracles, and we'll do a bunch of silly stuff. And I might actually flip Paul because he is crushing his cup. All right, let's pray. Lord, we pray in our hearts that the sign would really point us and focus our attention to Christ, that our eyes would behold you, our eyes would look away from all the other trying and striving and running out of strength and running out of life. And Lord, we pray that you would really work the miracle inside of us and just transform us to live by this new life, this abundant life and this joyful life. Pray for each one of us in here that we'd really be established in eternal life. Not just having it for something in the future, not just having it in our minds as something we agree with, but, Lord, this would be our own life and our own experience and something we're living by today. We pray this issue that is stopping many of us with our sins in our hearts and our shame upon us, stopping us from approaching you. Lord, we pray your light would so shine and just wash us clean. Even bring us to repentance, expose where we're at, and bring us to the place where we can turn like Nicodemus and respond to you and believe on you and look away to you. And just commit all of us into your hands, Lord, that we really experience these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grape juice.
You can have some grape juice. That would be great. Guys, I'd like some silly mug shots if possible for a PowerPoint thing we're doing.